Well, the Falls Education Foundation, along with Purple Pride, would like to introduce this month's legend. I have Jeff Jones in Class 81. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, very good. Thanks for having me, Mike.
My pleasure. And I get a kick when I've done the first two interviews, calling them legends. They kind of like, come on, Mike.
Yeah, really? Exactly.
But that's what the show is called, and I think you're a legend, and we're going to tell people why. So first off, Jeff, I knew you a little bit back in high school and graduated with my wife, Diana, in 81. And, you know, I don't remember you playing sports. Doesn't matter. I don't remember if you were on the speech club. Doesn't matter if you were in music, chorus, whatever.
Right, right.
But I noticed you had a lot of friends, and that's kind of cool. I mean, that's what high school and life is, you know, having lots of friendships and people you know and stuff like that. So I remember that most about you. What do you remember most about high school?
You know, I grew up on the lake, and so I skated all the time, played hockey through 10th grade, and then in high school, ran cross country. But I wasn't the best student in the world, you know. I cut a lot of classes. I wasn't real motivated. And I look back on it, you know, I probably would have done things different, but it turned out all right. But no, I wasn't the best student in the world. Probably need to apologize to some teachers.
Yeah, you know, I have done that in the past, you know. It doesn't hurt. I wasn't the best student either, but, you know, we all find our way, don't we? And that's kind of the best thing we can, you know, tell students of today and that are going on in life is you're going to find it someday, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, and certain things stick with you. You know, you ask about school, and one name that comes to mind for me is Don Carey. He had the positive speaking and motivational things, and that's always stuck with me through life. Those lessons he gave me were important, and it's funny to look back on it. But I've always been a firm believer in setting goals. I write down goals. I do short-term goals, medium goals, long-term, and of course, when I was young, and I did it back in high school, I started doing it. And I save it. I look back in my notebooks and I can find notes that are just kind of funny what my goals were. But, you know, one short-term goal, pay off my gas credit card that's 17% interest, things like that.
But, yeah. So you bring up Don Carey. I mean, that's great. That's exactly what this whole legend thing is about, is remembering those teachers that made an impact in your life. And Don, he had kids. He got that part. You know, he was a very good teacher. That's what he did.
Yeah, for sure. Don Carey, John Ojala. I got along pretty well with Mr. Ojala and Lad Kaczynski. I loved building traits. And Gary Alexander, he helped me get through, too.
I just saw Lad. He looks great. He's just happy as ever, and he looked good. Going on after high school, I know talking to you a little bit before we met today is some good, funny stories there. And, you know, time to go to college, Jeff. You know, we finished our high school. Now we got to follow the dreams of what we're supposed to do.
My older brother, Scott, and older sister, Sherry, they went to college. So all my life, you know, Jeff, you're going to college. So after my high school career, I enrolled at Bemidji State and went to college and just was a terrible student and, you know, not real smart either about how I went about things. But I literally just never went to class, maybe a dozen classes that year. And I flunked out with a whopping 0.66, but I wasn't even smart enough to drop the class. So I didn't have to pay for it or take that bad grade. I just took the grade. So after Bemidji, I said, well, maybe college isn't for me. So I packed up and I went to Florida and lived in Fort Lauderdale for a year. And then the next 2 years, I went to Hawaii and lived in Hawaii. And, you know, I was living a pretty good life, I thought, you know, doing a walkabout. 3 years later, I was still paying my $126 a month student loan payment. You know, so I'm like, well, maybe that wasn't so smart, you know. So I told my buddies at the time in Hawaii, I said, I'm going to go back to college, you know. Living a decent life, like I said, but I need to do something better. And they laughed at me and said, no way, you're just not college material. It won't happen. And I said, not only that, I'm going to wrestle. I'd have been a good wrestler. So I started working out and running in the sand and riding bike and doing whatever. So I put a year into this and I was going to wrestle and give college a try. And I thought, oh, I'll go to the University of North Dakota, because that way I probably won't know many people and I can try get my life back on track, so to speak. And well, I went there and of course I knew lots of people. But so I had an interview. They put me on probation for school. I had to get a 2.0 for the first semester. And I was standing outside the Hislop Sports Stadium looking at my watch, waiting for my appointment with the wrestling coach. And for a year, this was in my mind. And I waltzed in there at the time and introduced myself and said, coach, I'll give you 100%. I'll give you everything I got, you know. I want to try out. And he says, well, what weight you wrestle at? And I said, well, what weights you got? And he said, well, what'd you wrestle at in high school? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I didn't wrestle in high school, but boy, I'm your man, you know, I'll get on this. And he was pretty quick to tell me, he said, I guarantee if you wrestle for me for 4 years, you'll never see the mat. You're not the caliber we're looking for. We have a top-notch program, and it's just not going to happen. Well, it just wasn't in my vocabulary. I mean, for a year, I've been working hard to get in shape, and I'm going to give it everything on that for that tryout. And he said, no way. So I gave him a few choice words and stood up, and my corks wiggled out of my ears, you know. It was hard. And I stormed out of that room, and I started walking down the concourse, and the next door was open, and the desk was in the middle, and there was a guy sitting behind it. And I looked up, and it said, men's and women's swimming and diving. So I didn't even hesitate. I walked in there, gave him the same pitch, except my adrenaline was just cooking. I said, Coach, give me 2 weeks. I'm your guy. I'll make this happen. And he's like, hey, settle down, kid. Yeah, I'll give you 2 weeks. And so he gave me the 2 weeks, you know. And, well, the first 2 weeks were dry land training. And, you know, gosh, we're running stairs and lifting weights and running and sit-ups and push-ups. And I'm like, well, this is a snap, man. I'm going to rock this place. Well, then we got in the water. Oh, my gosh. And all these people have been swimming competitively since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And then I really got
schooled. Well, you swam on the lake, though.
Yeah, I was a lake swimmer. Yeah. You know, I had to figure out how to do it with my head in the water and do a flip turn. But as it turns out, I lettered there for 4 years and met my wife, Deb, there. And still to this day, most of my best friends. So it was a great thing. I wouldn't change it, any of it.
There's an experience there where one coach says, you don't have a chance. The other coach gives you a chance.
Right, right.
That's how lives can change.
You know, the end of that story is my fourth year, senior year, and of course, I'm in pretty good shape at the time, been swimming away, and we were at East Grand Forks at Buck Pitchers at the Spud, and I'm with my swim team, and I looked over, and there was that wrestling coach. I said, hey, I'm going over to talk to that guy. So I waltzed over there, and I said, you remember me? And he's like, no, I don't remember you. And I gave him the story, and he says, oh, I remember you. And I said, you see that table right over there? That's the swimmers. I said, you screwed up. This is the fourth year I'm going to let her on the swim team, and I'm a good part of this team, and I'd have been a better wrestler than a swimmer. You screwed up. And he spun a pitcher of beer to me and slid it over awesome. With the handle toward me, and he said, with my apologies. And I grabbed that and waltzed back to my table.
Great story. Hey, you know what the next door was? Gino Gasparini and the boys' hockey team.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
So if you would have got turned down there, you would have moved on. Let's go on here. Good stuff. You work for a company called Rainbow Energy. I did my research on the company. Still don't know exactly what you do there, but it's something to do with oil, gas, and that stuff. In layman's terms, what can you tell everybody what you do there at Rainbow Energy?
So 28 years ago, a couple of us started Rainbow Energy Marketing Corporation, and we buy and sell bulk electricity across the United States, Canada, and into Mexico. And so we go all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast, all the provinces in Canada. Like I said, we started in Mexico in 2016, we started another power company there, and we do a little bit into Guatemala, but most people don't even realize my job exists. And so we do big blocks of energy, and we might do hourly. We'll call every utility in the U.S. every hour, say, hey, what do you need next hour? And we'll sell them 50 megawatts. So an example might sell them hourly or all day tomorrow or maybe next week or a quarter or whatnot, but we might buy power from Carolina Power and Light for $32, rent the transmission and wheel it up to, say, Wisconsin Electric, and the wheel might cost us $7, so it's $32 plus the $7. We're at $39, and we'll sell it to Wisconsin Electric for $41, say. We'll take $2 profit, and that's instead of them firing up a $55 peaker.
Okay, so it's bulk yep. sales.
We do bulk sales on electricity. We do natural gas. We do some propane. And then as well, we have quite a few ownership interests in the Bakken in North Dakota and in the gas and oil. But we don't operate that. We just ride along. We just own minerals.
So you were one of the creators of this company.
Yep. I'm one of the owners and one of the founders.
And just a group of friends and said, let's do this.
It was business, guys, and it was certainly all business, and it's grown into be just a fantastic company. I mean, we have offices in Minneapolis, Houston, Denver, Topeka, Regina, Canada, Florida, Monterey, Mexico.
Bismarck.
Bismarck is our corporate headquarters. That's where I am now, Bismarck, North Dakota.
Interesting stuff. And go check it out, rainbowenergy.com. And even has a nice picture of you in there.
Oh, gee, how about that?
Okay, home is always the falls. It is for me, and I'm pretty sure it is for you too, Jeff. I know I've seen you a lot more last summer. I'm sure you're starting to get up here more in the summertime. Is this your future home?
Yeah, for sure in the summer, and I say summer, you know, I won't survive all the winter here, but I like winters too. I like snowmobiling. I like spring. I like fall. But before I left, I wanted a piece of rainy, so I bought a little island up the North Arm. And then when COVID hit, we couldn't go, and so we ended up buying a lake home on the Minnesota side, and we just love it up here. My wife and I and my two boys, Jaden and Jonas, we got up here quite a bit in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I've seen you out at Shea Shea, good friends with Jeff and Jody over there.
For sure.
In that place. Well, Jeff Johnson, thank you very much. Just a great interview, and a lot of life lessons here, and that's what our people want to hear about Purple Pride and Falls Education Foundation. Our students, you know, if you struggle in high school, you still can make it big in the real world, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go, Jeff Johnson, our legend for this month, and again, thank you to Border Bank for sponsoring our monthly interview. Jeff Johnson, Class 81, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.